Wisconsin grain reaches world markets through a chain of trucks, trains, barges, and ships that pass through Port Dula Superior, the largest seaport on the Great Lakes, where vessels queue at the locks and salt sea, ready to be raised or lowered between lakes. The port moves grain alongside taconite iron pellets bound for steel mills, and it hosts giants like the Laker Paul R. Tregartha, which stretches 1,013.5 feet and carries 68,000 gross tons. In recent years, many grain elevators in the port have sat idle as shipments have fallen, with foreign flag carriers like the Federal Seal loading grain, while world events and domestic policy shape how much moves through during the early 2026 Great Lakes season. It matters to you because the same global demand and trade forces steering these ships help set the price you get for your corn and soybeans. And the writer, retired Wisconsin educator and soldier Jason Maloney, reminds us that shipping predictions often miss because so many factors are in play.